What have you done now?
Welcome, everybody, to the Schmodown Twitch channel. I am Brad Gilmore. I'm joined by the incredible, the incomparable, the legend, Miss Jen Sturger. Jen, how are you?
Legend? I don't know if I've earned that status yet, but I'm working on it. Thank you so much. Oh, I'm so excited to get to actually work with you, Brad. We always end up working opposite events from each other, so it's really cool that we get this opportunity to break down the Star Wars tournament together.
I'm excited because last time, you know, I had to tag in for you in Atlanta, Georgia, when we had the Schmodown Live event, and now we're here doing this together. And I feel like this, Jen, if we're going to break down the Star Wars tournament, we're going to talk Schmodown, we're going to do all that, why not bring on somebody who is a legend in his own right and is a Star Wars super fan, and he's got kind of a busy weekend coming up.
Very busy weekend. I'm shocked we could actually get him.
I am too. So let's not waste any time. Let's bring the man on himself. He is the American Nightmare, Cody. Cody, welcome to the show.
Hello. Can you guys hear and see me?
Absolutely. I love Jedi.
Can anyone hear me? All right, perfect. Yeah, that was my display name.
Oh, Cody, thank you so much for joining us. I know you have a super busy weekend with your match coming up against Lance Archer. How are you feeling going into this weekend?
I feel probably the best I've ever felt as far as wrestling goes. My lungs, I feel I have a legitimate third lung at this point. And that's what it's going to take. He's a bigger guy. So the longer the match goes, the more it's in my favor. And I don't sweat Lance Archer and the Murder Hawk concept. And I get he had this great match with Will Ospreay and everyone, you know, got an erection over it. I'm not that into it. So I think it's a challenge for sure, but it's a challenge I'm glad to accept. And I was honored to be in the tournament, honored to be part of it. And I'm looking forward to it.
You mentioned that he's bigger than you though. You didn't take any of this quarantine time that you had to like bulk up a little bit. I'm just saying.
I only saw you make this motion like this, Jen. And I have no clue what you asked me. I saw this. Well, maybe let me try. Can I take these off? Is it my headphones or is it my connection?
It might be your connection. I just asked. You didn't take his size into consideration at all, and maybe consider bulking up a little bit.
I think that he's
Jen.
Is he messing with me right now?
Jen, can you hear me?
I can hear you, sir.
Can anyone hear me?
We can hear you, Cody. Can you hear us?
Why can I not hear you guys?
Not sure. Ben,
can hear me.
We can hear you.
Oh wow, that's amazing. And I don't know what do we do about this? You want me to call back in?
Put the headphone. Yeah, get out and come back
headphones.
In. Okay, we're gonna try to get Cody back here in a second.
I was like, did I say something already to get myself in trouble?
I thought you pissed him off. He seemed a little hot at it, but I didn't know. I didn't know if he was ribbing you or not. Ben Goddard's going to help us, our producer extraordinaire, Ben Goddard, get Cody back on. Because I'm excited to talk to him about this TNT championship that I know has been going on. The tournament's been going on the last several weeks on AEW Dynamite. And we got to talk about Star Wars because that's why we're here today. We're here to break down the Star Wars tournament. It's going to be huge. This is a massive opportunity, Jen, for not only people to display their knowledge in Star Wars, but to get critical points for their faction now getting back into regular play.
Absolutely. Oh, hopefully we got him back. Do we have you back?
Am I back?
Yes. No, I was just asking Cody. I was like, oh man, did I get myself in trouble
you guys
already?
Are gonna love this. I just see Jen doing this again and I don't have a clue. I can't hear anything.
Cody, check your headphones. Make sure they're connected.
Yeah, they're connected, bro.
They're connected? Okay.
Hear you.
You can hear me, but not Jen, not these two.
I Brad just a very handsome face just there, and I don't.
You can't hear me,
Brad,
Cody.
Say something.
But Cody, you can hear me.
You can. Okay, I think we're good.
Yeah, dude.
Wow. Okay. All right. I'll get out.
All right. Well, Cody, it's good to have you back here. We're excited to talk to you. Excited to have you on. Jen, I know that you were asking him why didn't he take this opportunity to bulk up against Lance Archer, but I have to ask.
I honestly was just wondering if that would be something that he considered going into this match.
Brad, tell me what you said, because again,
okay.
I think I can just hear you.
She's asking why didn't you take the opportunity to bulk up prior to your match with Lance Archer, because he is such a bigger guy.
I did, you know, my best to bulk up. I have a great trainer in Little Thunder, Carolyn. I think Jen's met Carolyn before. She's backstage at all the AEW shows. I mean, bulking up though for wrestling is a tricky road to go down. Guys take advantage of it. It becomes about pizza and eating everything in sight, and it's not like that doesn't look good on TV. Plus, as a wrestler, if you've ever had abs, if you don't have them, or if you don't have them again, like if you're fat all of a sudden, even if you're not fat, if you had abs and then you don't have abs, you're fat by the fans, you know, kind of perception. So I don't ever want to be fat. Plus, I don't need to bulk up, because here's the issue. He's 7 feet tall. It's not a matter of like the width. This the Murder Hawk is legitimately a very, very tall, super heavyweight type, but not the first guy of that size who I've been in the ring with.
It's so cool. Every chance I talk to people, Cody, they all keep asking me if I've seen the TNT Championship title and what it looks like. And I can't say I've seen it. When are we going to get a glimpse of this? Is it going to be at Double or Nothing? That's the first shot?
Brad, what'd she say, man?
Oh, no!
I don't know what's going on, but she's trying to say...
I feel like he's punking me right now. I swear.
Going to be revealed at AEW Double or Nothing, the TNT Championship. Is that going to be the first time we see it, or are we going to get a glimpse this Wednesday, perhaps?
I don't think we'll get a glimpse this Wednesday. You never know. I know there's kind of a two trains of thought. Some people would really like to see this thing and get it out there. No one has seen it other than Tony Khan. I've been told it's just incredible, and it's his vision, and it's exactly been executed as such. But I wouldn't be surprised. Just like with our generation, we like to press send on pretty much everything. We don't think anymore. We just press send and press send. I could see us hotshotting it and perhaps it being Wednesday on Dynamite. But if not, the first time you see it will be when Iron Mike Tyson presents it at the pay-per-view.
I mean, that's incredible that you got Iron Mike out there to present the TNT Championship. And, you know, Cody, when I talk on my show, the Hall of Fame with Booker T and I, we talk about all kinds of great stuff. And one of the things that he always brings up about his career is when he was in WCW and he beat Rick Martel for the television championship back then. And it really was the launching pad for his career in singles. It's when people started to recognize Booker as a main event caliber guy. Talk to me about the importance of the TNT Championship and why it was decided to be created.
Well, I think the really unique situation is a lot of people had pined for perhaps a television title and something like that. And this is, I cannot think of another time this has happened in wrestling where the presenting network is the one that said, we would like this to represent us. We would like, you know, to commit. Jim Ross is really someone who's seen it all, done it all, has a great perspective on the fact that them TNT christening this title after them shows their commitment to us. It shows our commitment to them. So the fact that they wanted it is what makes it so unique. And it really sets it apart perhaps from, I mean, anytime you have a world championship, a title that's presented after, some might fall, they might feel falls in that middle of the pack. That's mid-card belt. A lot of people know I don't believe in that terminology. And I think what you'll see and what you've already seen with the body of work in the tournament and now, this is a very unique title that hopefully could main event a good many shows moving forward, and hopefully starts with a strong legacy.
You've had a really crazy journey to get here, though, obviously. You didn't have the best match, obviously, against MJF, and now you've had probably one of the hardest roads to get to the TNT Championship Tournament. What would holding this title mean to you?
Well, A, I can hear you now, and B, did you not like my match with MJF? I lost, but did you not like it?
No, I loved the match with MJF, Cody. I just think we all would have preferred a different outcome.
I feel like you didn't like it, and I just kind of...
Cody! The fact that Cody, I got the vibe don't too. Start with
I got the
me.
Vibe too. It was
you're
weird.
Such a, no. You're such a stirrer. You're just stirring like, the pot.
There's essentially one of the motivating factors going into this pay-per-view is not only the MJF match, but the Chris Jericho match. There's the same picture of me. You can't pick which is from which. If you take a look at these photos. It's me sitting on my ass in the ring, completely dejected and disappointed, because you don't want to make excuses in this world, because that's all they come across as excuses. But one is a, you know, towel thrown in, and the other is a very sharp and diamond studded ring to the side of the head. I mean, he pinned me in the center of the ring. So I give up my right to really talk, you know, considerable shit about Max at this point. But yeah, I don't want that image again. You want something new. Otherwise, it's really difficult for fans to follow a story that's just heartbreak. And we put it out there in the parking lot at Daly's Place. In the very first AEW press conference, we talked about wins and losses matter, an area where not only do wins and losses matter, but winning at the big ones. You have to win at the big one, otherwise you're not a big one. So no pressure, but that's the reality.
And that's all coming up this Saturday, AEW Double or Nothing. It's going to be a really interesting thing to watch. You have that ladder match. You have Chris Jericho's going to be in there. And speaking of Chris Jericho just added himself, or he was signed in free agency, to the Movie Trivia Schmodown. I think that's pretty big news. What's your reaction to that, Cody, now that Jericho is here in the Schmodown?
Well, Chris Jericho has a good agent in Barry Bloom. He's really into Chris, like really, really into Chris. So I'm glad he's doing it. And I know that his fandom, you know, Star Wars fandom is so unique, but I know Chris's fandom is genuine, as he has a whole room upstairs, screening room. Yeah, that is done in the likeness of the Millennium Falcon, and kind of in its own way. Mm-hmm. It's the trim on the side of the wall. It was a really cool kind of like artist choice. It's very A New Hope looking screen room that he has. And I think him and his wife and their whole family is really into Star Wars.
Yeah, it was a really crazy signing, and I think it sent waves through our Movie Trivia Schmodown, obviously. But it got a lot of people talking, wondering if you would ever come and possibly compete, maybe in Inner Geekdom, which is kind of like our Harry Potter, our Lord of the Rings, our Star Wars, kind of all those Inner Geekdom categories, or if you maybe would try your hat at Star Wars trivia.
One thing that really concerns me is I am a deep, deep fan of these properties, and I would just hate it if I blew it. You know, that's the real... That's the risk you take of going into any sorts of trivia. Like, I just said all these nice things about Chris, but I can tell you, like, Chris doesn't, he's not even going to, this is a territory he's going to be really unfamiliar with. And I think he's just going to get squashed. There's so many details that people hang on, especially in the fantasy genre. I would hate for people to think that, you know, the classic fake nerd girl, you know, like that, you know, I don't know. Is that still an expression, or is that a politically incorrect expression now?
I mean,
you know what I'm talking about?
We all know exactly what you're talking about. The girl that's like, I love Star Wars, but yeah, doesn't know anything about it.
Yeah. You don't love it until you commit your time to it, until you watch every little bit of it, until you discuss it in a polite discourse, not in some sort of like nothing. It upsets me more than how our generation currently talks about Last Jedi. It is brutal. It's the worst, almost awful situation ever. If you want to turn heel in any form of entertainment, just say that you loved The Last Jedi like I did. Because people get really upset. And I feel like we got to get better at how we discuss it. I don't want to blow it, but I'll say this. If I ever am needed for trivia, if y'all want me for trivia, I'll trivia all day long. I'd be all about it.
Awesome. That's amazing. Where did your love for Star Wars come about? Because I know you and Brandy are huge fans. You did the whole Road 2, even that was kind of Star Wars themed on May the 4th. Where did that fandom come from?
So I think the Kenner line, the Shadows of the Empire line of toys they had out, I got all those toys, but I had never seen at that point in my life the original trilogy. But I bought all these toys, and I had Luke, and he's in like his Imperial Guard get up, and I had Chewie and all these characters from Shadows of the Empire. But I created my own canon because I hadn't really ever seen the original trilogy. I knew enough that like Luke is your protagonist, but I had my whole little canon set up and it was ridiculous because then the special editions hit the theaters. And my mom was a kind of unconventional mother, really great mom, but unconventional in a sense that I say, hey, I want to go see these movies. Cool. She would just drop me off. She dropped me off and I went and I watched A New Hope, the special edition. And even at that point in technology with THX sound, it was louder than any other movie in the theater. You could hear it next door. Like you could hear it rumbling. And after I watched A New Hope, I was just hooked, like hook, line, sinker. I needed to know everything that was different from the original trilogy. I needed to go rent the original trilogy. And then I kind of connected with it on a really personal level because it's, to me, at its core, almost all the movies, particularly the Skywalker saga, is about the parents and their kids. Mm-hmm. You know, in the original, it's, you know, about a dad and his son. And I had those big shadow with Dusty and things of that nature. So I identified in a weird way to it. And to this day, that's probably the thing that I emotionally connect to the most with all the Star Wars movies. That's my favorite scene is Return of the Jedi, right when they capture him and they're walking across that bridge on Endor. And he's this close to, you know, turning back and you know, going back to being Anakin Skywalker, but he doesn't. And then they have this lights to green, but he doesn't do anything with it. It's just a really masterfully shot scene. But yeah, that's I could go on forever. So I don't
know. So wait, if you had your own canon, how are you booking Luke Skywalker?
So when it came to Shadows of the Empire, this is before I read any of the, you know, the Zahn novels or anything like that. So I had him, I thought, this doesn't sound so stupid, I thought Chewbacca was like his guy. Like I thought Chewbacca was like Luke's main, you know, hang along sidekick. And I thought Han was a middle of the role, like road player. Like I thought he was both Empire and I thought he was both, you know, Republic or the, you know, the Rebel Alliance, what have you. So yeah, it was bad. And this was back when you're a kid and I was an older kid at this point. So the playtime is more elaborate. You've got a full setup. You've got floss hanging from the door so that you can do a zip line. But where they really excelled, even though my canon was wrong, where they really excelled were in all my battle royals wrestling. I brought the Star Wars people to all my battle royals wrestling. And they did really well. They did well.
Oh, so Cody, we got some questions for you from our audience and from Streamlabs. Yeah. Do you mind if we share them with you? If there's anything you don't want to answer, totally understand. But we're going to have our producer, Ben, jump on and help us with these.
Hey, what are we doing, guys?
From Dagan. Hey, Cody, big fan of you and AEW. I live in Vermont, only a 2-hour drive to Boston, so was bummed to see the AEW show postponed. Here's a question for you. If you had to pick one, Star Trek II, The Wrath of Khan, or The Empire Strikes Back?
Which Star Trek?
The Wrath of Khan, the second one.
Oh, I mean, that Empire Strikes Back is the greatest movie ever. The greatest movie ever made. And like Wrath of Khan is the best Star Trek movie, but if I'm talking to you and Empire is not in your top 3, or honestly, if I'm talking to you and Empire is not your number 1, I feel like you're not educated. Like I feel like you're not that's such a I don't know, especially today when people like, so Empire for sure loved Wrath of Khan and it's kind of placed in the Star Trek film world. It's the best Star Trek movie to some, although Shakespearean Klingons a few years later is really special too. But yeah, no, Empire for sure.
And I got one more for you, Cody, from Michael Nip. So today got announced that Timothy Oliphant from Justified and Deadwood is cast in Mandalorian Season 2. And does Cody think Timothy Oliphant might be Cad Bane on The Mandalorian?
Oh. Ooh. Talk about such a good, that's a life. Like, what a character if it's Cad Bane. And I don't know. I mean, the more Filoni is involved in anything, the better. Filoni's outlook on Star Wars and being kind of the protege to George and whatever have you, like, Filoni, if you put all of Star Wars in his hands, it's going to be wonderful. I know that's not what's happening and it's open to so many interpretations, but man, Cad Bane, I mean, you've already got Ahsoka going to be live action, Boba, the potential for Rex, Rex more than Boba matters to me. And I don't know if other people feel that way, but Cad Bane with the hat and how important that hat is to him. Wow. I would lose it with fandom. I didn't even consider we were getting a Cad Bane. That I don't know what to say.
You're beside yourself now.
We know you've done some acting. Obviously you had your run on Arrow. It's like, what would you do to be able to be a part of Star Wars canon and be potentially on Mandalorian or something similar?
That's a great question, because, you know, Sasha Banks, Gina Carano, they're MMA wrestling, going to be in Mandalorian.
I feel like you're just such a perfect fit for something like that.
I honestly, I mean, there's very few things that I would like walk. No, I'm not going to say. Wrestling is my baby. It's my number one thing in the world.
Be careful now, brother.
You almost said it. You're like, so wait, I get to be in Star Wars?
I mean, I think what I would like the most is just if I was in any Star Wars presentation uniform. You know, like if you look at the uniforms they're wearing on Hoth, or you look at the uniforms they were wearing throughout the original trilogy, even now, like I'd want to be in one of those roles to where I got a uniform. And they have the best. Have you ever seen some of the stuff they're wearing offset? Like the Empire stuff? The parkas?
Cody, the parkas will work for gear.
Yeah, right.
Yeah. I just want a uniform. They could give me the most low bit part ever, and I would give it my all. I'd be really into it. I mean, but a physical actors who do a lot of stunts, like I'd be capable to do. I mean, really great things happen with Ray Park. I mean, his role, and then he made it his role. He created a character that's like such a crazy parallel to wrestling, because 1999 or whatever with Phantom Menace, he's just doing high spots. High spot, high spot, high spot. There's no story to it, but people loved him. And it's this crazy parallel to wrestling, because we're going that way too, where wrestling is getting a little less about the story and a little bit more about what they do in the ring. So it's just this weird parallel. But yeah, man, I don't even know how to answer it. I just want to use it.
I think we got one more Streamlab for Cody before we let you go, Cody. We really appreciate the time. Ben, jump back in here with that Streamlab.
This is from JJ Winward. Hey, Cody, who's your favorite Star Wars minor character and why is it Watto?
Ben.
He was asking
you. I didn't hear Ben. Where
Star
Ben?
Wars minor character and why is it Watto?
It's got to be Mike next. It's the worst. One more time.
Who is your favorite Star Wars minor character and why is it Watto?
I mean, he's a Troidarian. Mind tricks don't work on him, you know what I'm saying? Like, also, I think Watto in that classic pod race game for 64.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like I haven't played it in a minute, but don't you have to like go into Watto's shop for all the upgrades as you play through the campaign? I could be wrong, but Watto, mind tricks didn't work on him, even though he left it up to that chance cube. Watto's a huge part. He's not my favorite minor character, though. I don't know why I'm putting Watto on a pedestal here. Who is really my favorite minor character?
I mean, is there such
a thing in
Star Wars?
Well, I mean, he is a minor character, but time remembers him differently. But Akbar, I think Akbar. Time remembers him like he had freaking 50,000 lines. He barely says anything.
He's like in two scenes in the whole saga.
Yeah. And, he went down in Last Jedi, and Vice Admiral Hodo had to step up. Yeah, I'd say Akbar. Also because his story on Clone Wars as a youngster when they're having the underwater season 4. They have that underwater series that's really good with him and the civil war that's going on his planet. Yeah, I'd say Akbar.
I love it. I love it. Future TNT champion Cody is going to compete in the movie trivia Schmodown Star Wars. That's what we're hearing. Jen, let's find the
look papers. At you, Brad, starting rumors and stuff.
I got Cody. The pot.
Cody, best of luck to you this Saturday. Guys, if you want to check out Double or Nothing, it will be on this Saturday. You can see it on all major cable and satellite providers, as well as Bleacher Report Live and Fight TV for all of our international fans. Cody, what am I forgetting? Is there going to be the pre-show? That's going to be on YouTube?
Buy-in?
Yes. The buy-in, but also the countdown.
As an executive. As an executive in the company, I should know those answers. So I'm going to guess on them. yes, I am. So the buy-in is also on your pay-per-view provider, giving you the opportunity and the time to buy in the pay-per-view. I do believe it's also on YouTube. And then the countdown special is Friday night.
Awesome.
And the countdown special, more information about the countdown special on Dynamite this week. And I'm also super sorry. I know my connection was terrible, so I apologize for everyone for my terrible connection.
Oh, no, man. You were great. We appreciate you coming on, talking a little Schmodown, talking a little Star Wars. Right. I'm going to have you back someday and talk about theme parks. That's my second love, too. So we'll have to do it sometime. Cody. I really appreciate it.
Yeah.
Cody, thank you so much. We know you're a busy, busy what man. Best of luck.
Favorite ride? I gotta go. OG. I mean, it's Pirates. Pirates is always going to be my favorite
ride. Rise of the Resistance is a new
LA
ride.
LA
Pirates, not Orlando.
Yeah, LA Pirates is something. That's a great choice. You can never go on. Rise of Resistance was really special. It's marketed incorrectly, though. It's a 30-minute experience. It's not. It's three different queues and then the ride, but I'm not getting into the marketing of it all. Whatever. Has anyone tried the Minnie and Mickey thing before the parks closed?
No, I didn't get to.
Yeah, so that there, whatever replaced the Great Movie Ride, that's legendary because that's Mickey's first real attraction. So we should all kind of pay homage to the Mixer.
What don't
you know about Cody? This is insane. Well, we'll have to have you back when you aren't fighting for the TNT championship, you know?
Absolutely. I would love to be back.
All right. Thank you so much, Cody.
American Nightmare Cody. Thank you so much.
Oh, Brad, what have you done now?